John here, and we've got a new sponsor, DistroKid. Now that you've finished your latest Pirate Math SpongeCore Twitch track, it's time to get it out there so everyone can hear it. DistroKid helps musicians get their music on all the major streaming platforms, and artists keep 100% of their royalties. And because you're a high-gain listener, you get 30% off. Just go to distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. That's distrokid.com/VIP/high-gain. And now DistroKid has an app. The DistroKid app is available for iOS and Android. You can download it at distrokid.com/app or in the app and Play stores. We'd like to take a minute to thank our pals over at Isotope, makers of software and plugins for audio repair, mixing, and mastering. The new gold standard of audio repair, Isotope RX11, is coming in May. Buy RX10 now on sale and get RX11 absolutely free when it's released. We use Isotope products here at the High Gain. It's an important part of how we've been able to bottle pure podcast gold week after week. High Gain listeners get 10% off using the promo code FRET10. That's FRET10. That's all at isotope.com. IZOTOPE.com.
Hey, it's me, Ed Peterson.
Hi, Ed, it's me, John Kilticka.
Hey, John, it's the High Gain Podcast.
Yes, it is.
What do we talk about?
We talk about guitars. And basses?
There you go. It's the Bass Podcast.
Yes.
Where are we recording from?
Beautiful West Seattle, Washington, United States, 98116.
Up there in kind of the Junction area.
We call it the Junction here, yes.
Yeah. High Gain Prime, High Gain... The Command Center.
The Command Center. Yeah.
Yeah. How many bases have we done? Five?
Probably more than we think.
Yeah. Good work.
Sweet.
We don't do a lot.
Well, we've got a great one today. I'm pretty excited about this one.
It's cool. I'm kind of a sucker for Ovation stuff. All Ovation stuff looks weird. That's good.
Yeah.
Man, that neck pickup is massive.
Wait till you hear about that.
Is it active?
It is not.
Okay.
The stuff Ovation was doing in the 70s with regard to solid body instruments,
yeah,
be it bass or guitar, they were trying stuff out.
Yeah.
They were innovating and coming up with unusual things. Just yeah. Nobody ever really liked it.
This thing's got a weird mono and a stereo input.
Yep. Very similar to the Rickenbacker.
Ricco sound style thing. It's got weird slidey saddles.
Yeah, those are slidable intonation saddles.
Yep.
They have numbers engraved on them.
Yep.
You know when you set the number to whatever it is, what your exact scale length is. So at zero, this is a perfect 34-inch scale length, which is considered long scale.
Great.
And then from there, you move the saddles as you prefer for how you want it set up in increments of a tenth of an inch.
It's a pretty heavy instrument, and there's a lot of metal. There's a lot of heavy-duty stuff on it. Beverages? I got a coffee. We went back to Hotwire again this week.
Yes, we did. They do make a lovely latte.
Yep. This week I have again a Huel and spinach protein shake. And there's a banana in here.
Mmm. Yeah, sounds really good.
What do you got?
Let's see. I have a poppy beverage. It is a probiotic soda, cherry limeade flavor, for a healthy gut.
Uh-huh.
I still remain dubious.
I don't know how any of that stuff works. I just know John has the healthiest gut of anyone I know.
Protein shakes are what Ed makes.
Yep. Exactly. I was in the car
yesterday
and Synchronicity came on.
Oh.
The radio.
Yeah.
The Police released some bangers. They really did. They're on the Mount Rushmore of three pieces, right? The Police, Rush, Blink 182.
Police, Rush, Blink 182. Yes.
That's who's on the Mount Rushmore.
What do you think of this, Ed? Should we get the briefest of rundowns on Ovation?
Science Boys, Military Industrial Complex, Command Charles?
Yeah, old Chuck.
World War II, worked on helicopters.
Yeah, into Vietnam.
Originally, helicopter rotor blades were made out of wood.
Yes.
Chuck did something with the science and made them out of whatever it is that the back of Ovation Acoustics are made out of.
Should I just throw these notes
away?
Throw
the notes away.
They wanted to transfer the vibration of helicopter rotor blades more evenly and effectively to the body of the helicopter to stabilize the entire thing, as opposed to the rotors wampling around by themselves.
Wampling.
Yeah, and then tearing the whole chopper apart. It was called Lyricord.
Lyricord.
And eventually, when Chuck got his science brains on it at the Command Aircraft Company, can you imagine you're like Joe aircraft scientist, helicopter guy, and your boss is like, yeah, I'm going to need you to see if Lyricord would work as the back of a guitar. Can you imagine them like pocket protectors in the 60s?
They love it.
You think they were into it?
Oh, 100%. You think they wanted to be building warships?
Maybe not.
Maybe some of them did. I bet Chuck. He did some introspection. He thought about it. Vietnam's going on. We're like sneaking into Cambodia.
A lot of those choppers were command aircraft.
Exactly.
When he first started, he was working for Sikorsky, one of the earliest inventors of helicopters.
They're like MASH, the bubble dome helicopters that you see in MASH all the time.
They weren't command choppers, but he worked on them. Well, Command was always interested in guitars. He grew up playing.
Oh, right.
He was a jazz cat.
That's cool.
And when he decided he wanted to use some of that Command aircraft money to get into guitars, he didn't start his own company right away. He tried to buy companies.
Yeah. When I was doing my little briefest of overviews, I couldn't remember if people tried to buy him or he tried to buy people. I couldn't remember which way it went. Didn't he try and buy Fender?
No, he tried to buy Martin.
Martin.
And they said, of course not. So then, next he tried to buy Harmony.
What year?
Early 60s. Late 50s, early 60s.
Oh.
Yeah.
When they're kicking out like 500,000 guitars a year. Thumbs down.
We're the Chicago boys. Who the hell are you?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he gathered himself up and he went back to Martin for a second time. What about no, don't you understand?
Yeah.
So it was at that point where he's like, I'll do it myself.
Yeah.
And he begins making acoustic guitars.
You know what I liked a minute ago?
What?
You said he was a jazz cat.
Yeah.
And you did not immediately break into your jazz character.
Why you gotta be such a bring down?
Yeah.
Dad?
See, that's when I, like, you know, had you done it real time, the listeners could have seen me roll my eyes. But you didn't do it.
Yeah. Why Ovation, Ed?
The name?
Yeah.
Standing Ovation?
Yeah. He had his eggheads make the Lyricord bowl back on the acoustic guitars. And he was bringing them around, showing them to friends, acquaintances, jazz cat musicians he knew. He knew Charlie Bird. So he gave one to Charlie Bird, who said it sounded so good that it deserved an ovation. Oh, cool. Name of company.
Check, check. Clint Eastwood made a movie called Bird. He's 100, so of course he's a jazz head.
He made a jazzy movie called Play Misty for Me.
Dude loves his jazz. Silly for it.
Nutty. So the way Ovation actually comes into its own and gathers a following, Glenn Campbell uses one on things like the Wichita Linemen. Glenn Campbell was a studio cat in California. For a short while was in the Beach Boys, so he was a known entity.
He was in the Beach Boys?
Short while, yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. He was part of the Wrecking Crew.
He was in the Wrecking Crew?
Yeah.
Wild. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
He eventually gets his own TV show.
Right.
1968, it was called The Good Time Hour. And he appears on that playing an ovation. So it's not hard to imagine that people would be like, what's that thing Glenn Campbell's playing? I want one of those. Early 70s.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Ovation tries to get into the solid body game. We've talked about the Preacher, the Viper, the Breadwinner, the Deacon, all these odd-shaped guitars that play fantastically. We're talking ebony fingerboards, in some cases, active electronics, very easy to adjust and to play.
This is clearly from the brain of someone who has no respect for guitar manufacturing history. Nothing else looks like that. What is this dude doing?
I think they were just thinking pure ergonomics.
It doesn't even look like it would be that comfortable. Man.
Into that context, in 1977, come the Magnum basses. This is a Magnum 1 bass.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a Magnum 2 that was active and had sliders for EQ, you know, like on a stereo.
Yeah. Yep.
This is a long scale bass, as I've mentioned. This is 34 inches. We talked about the cast aluminum surround around the pickups, which is useful. Place to put your thumb, right?
Sure.
The neck pickup has four staggered pull pieces.
Yeah, exactly. Two up, two down.
Yes. Below that?
Four that aren't under the strings. They're just offset from the string.
Right, because they are not pull bangers.
Okay.
Is this a single coil or a humbucker, Ed?
It looks like it would be a massive humbucker. That's what it looks like.
How many coils in a humbucker?
Two.
Four? Each of these pole bangers is its own pickup with its own coil.
Okay.
It's essentially four pickups. And each of these holes underneath are volume controls. You put a little screwdriver in there and you could turn the volume up or down on each individual pickup. So feel like your bass is not loud enough or your treble is too loud? Turn it down, turn it up, do your thing. You can adjust the volume on each of the strings. I was there when this one that we got from the bass shop, thebassshopseattle.com.
Yep, they share a spot with Thunder Road.
Yeah.
They specialize in basses.
Yeah, I was there when it was set up.
Uh-huh.
And sure enough, when it got new strings on it, the response across the strings wasn't quite even. So our man Jeff over there at the bass shop just turned the volume till it matched.
That's wild.
If I put it on just that pickup.
Give me some bridge. That sounds great.
Something about this, when you really dig into it, is pretty great.
Hit us with a little tic-tac.
Yeah, for doing the tic-tac bass, where you might mute with the heel of your hand.
Yeah?
You can push this lever in, and a mute comes up.
Don't have to palm mute. These guys thought of everything. I don't remember. Was Command sold?
Command ended up buying Hamer in 1988.
Oh.
And in 2011, our man Command dies.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. For a brief while, Fender owned them.
Yeah.
Look, no hands. Can I ask you a question, Ed?
Yeah, I wish you would.
1977.
Uh-huh.
When this thing comes out.
Uh-huh.
It's only going to last a couple of years.
It's too much for the people. They're like, this thing has every single feature I would ever want on a bass guitar. It's too much.
In 1977 dollars,
mm.
You're one of the few
mm-hmm.
that thinks this is not a monstrosity in 1977.
Okay.
You want one.
Right.
You're going to go to the Ovation store.
Yep.
How much are you going to pay in 1977 after you're done scraping up enough dough to fill your gas tank?
$458 with the case.
It did come with the case, yes.
Okay. I feel like I'm way off.
Let's add a little twist here.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think you're off by? And in which direction?
Weirdly, I think I'm low because I feel like these were expensive instruments. I feel like they were a lot. I think I'm low by $70. $528.
$560.
Yeah. How much is that in today dollars?
Yeah.
It's got to be like $29.50.
Really good, Ed.
Yeah.
$28.50.
God damn, this kid.
Yeah.
The people are like, how does he do it week in and week out?
Calculator boy.
It's all gut. I run on pure instinct and adrenaline.
How did you do that math?
Yep.
Adrenaline.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All the best mathematicians throughout history.
Yeah, fear and adrenaline.
Yep. You could bring that guitar back in 6 months, ask me the same question, and I'll be off by like 50%.
You know what else is cool?
Hmm.
This whole big, massive bridge thing.
Yeah.
It is pinned down in one place at the back.
Yeah.
But there's two screws.
Oh, yeah.
On either side of the saddles. As you turn those screws, the entire bridge assembly will move up and down so you can set your action.
Yep. Wild features. These dudes were making science instruments.
I think they were bringing the helicopter chops to
it. Yeah. You spend 2 decades designing weapons, and some of that is just naturally.
Is bound to translate into the making of guitars.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
It would be funny if it probably wasn't true. I can imagine they look at a regular tailpiece on a bass, how it's been done forever.
Right.
And I'll bet the eggheads were like, well, you know, if this was a helicopter, what we'd do.
There's more metal on this than any other bass outside of like some pure aluminum bass, right?
Yeah.
This thing is built like military spec, designed to not fail. You throw it in the dirt. You throw it in the mud, you pick it up, you wipe it off, and it needs to work.
Yeah.
That's what this thing is designed like.
How do you like your basses? Mil spec?
Yeah. Exactly.
The housing for the pickups and the tailpiece itself came painted black, but the way that it has worn over the years.
Oh, really?
I think it's pretty cool looking.
Wow. That was black?
Yeah.
This thing's been played. Someone's put some miles on this thing, for sure, which is great.
They tried to keep it going with the Magnum 3 and 4 in the early 80s, but primarily it was a failure because they made it look less cool like this.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, we're going to make it look maybe more like a P-Bass. That didn't work either.
Yeah.
So by 83, they were gone.
They are in sort of a no-win situation. This is not so weird. It's weird, but it's not crazy, crazy weird. They were trying to make stuff that's different and cool and ergonomic and plays well and mil-spec and all of these amazing features. But musicians are like weirdly conservative when it comes to their instrument selection. If it doesn't look like a Strat or a Les Paul, they're not interested in spending $3,000 on weird. On the off chance, their friends are going to say, you're a fucking dummy.
No, maybe not. But this thing? This strikes me with my today eyes.
Yeah.
As a rock machine. This thing is built to knock over walls.
I think that's today eyes.
I would play this in a heartbeat in a band.
For sure.
You gotta try it. Try and decide.
Back in the day,
The
eggheads that made helicopters were told, or maybe they loved it, to make guitars. They started with acoustics, ended up with some solid bodies, including this Magnum bass. Buy or deny.
I think you bring an Ovation, an electric Ovation in here, and I am never going to be deny. Ovation stuff is just super cool. I love it.
Yeah.
I think the active electronics in the electric, dumb as hell. I hate it. I love those guitars.
I love the fact that this is passive too.
Yeah.
You don't have any of that nonsense in this thing.
Yep, absolutely. That micro volume.
Amazingly useful.
Yeah.
I might not have believed it if I didn't watch Jeff set this up.
Yeah, yeah.
He set it up, did the action, did the neck, the whole thing, and it was still a little uneven. Whoever had this had turned them all up to 10.
Yeah.
That's not how they all respond, so he tweaked it. I could hear it as he did it.
Yeah.
All pickups should maybe have that. That's amazing.
Did he pull them all to like 5 middle position and then from there go up 1 or 2 on this one, down on this one?
Yeah, I don't know how he did it, but I could hear him as he was doing it.
For sure. If I were setting it up, I would just put them all at 10.
Yeah, know? Of course. Like So you're bi.
Yeah.
So am I.
You? Yeah.
This is a double bi.
Yeah. I really like Ovation stuff. I really, really like that. I would be far less inclined to go bi on their acoustic stuff. If you play them sitting down, they just roll. They just slide off your lap.
Yeah, I just can't picture it. No thanks.
Yeah, and weirdly, when you're just standing there, it just looks like an acoustic.
I know what you mean. Well, let's take lots of pictures of this. Put them on Instagram. We're going to put up video clips, too, to make our overlords over there at the Ruinous Media Network of Podcasts.
Oh,
over there at the Ruinous Media Network of Podcasts.
Over there at the Ruinous Media Network of Music-Related Podcasts?
Yeah!
You never mess that up.
Dorking the whole thing up.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, pictures, videos, Elon Musk and his ilk can get bent.
Get bent.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
If they make any moves.
Yeah, I'll post it to Instagram.
Yeah. You want to come back next week?
Yeah, why not?
Maybe let's do another one?
Maybe one, maybe two?
Yeah. Next week then.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.